From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump met late Thursday with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, one of his frequent critics on the world stage just ahead of Friday's start at the G20 summit of the leaders of the world's biggest economies. Earlier Thursday, Trump told an audience in Poland that the values of the West are under attack and questioned whether its people have the will to fight for it.
We are confronted by another oppressive ideology, one that seeks to export terrorism and extremism all around the globe. America and Europe have suffered one terror attack after another. We're going to get it to stop.
During the press conference in Poland earlier, Trump appeared to downplay Russia's meddling in the presidential elections here in the U.S. last year, saying that Russia may have meddled in the elections, but said others also might have interfered. Trump's statement is at odds with the conclusion reached by the U.S. intelligence community that Russian President Vladimir Putin personally directed a campaign to discredit the election and damage the reputation of Trump's opponent, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The U.S. is calling for a tough response to North Korea's launch this week of an intercontinental ballistic missile, especially from China, by way of tighter sanctions. North Korea is expected to be a key topic when Chinese President Xi Jinping and President Trump host talks on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Hamburg. Britain's foreign minister is calling on China to do more to increase pressure on Pyongyang. Chinese analysts argue that China is already doing more than it is being given credit for. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United States.